بعد.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. يا الله يا كريم يا حليم يا رب العرش العظيم، اللهم افتح علينا فتح العارفين، اللهم علمنا وزدنا علما وانفعنا بما علمتنا. يا كريم يا حليم يا رب العرش العظيم، يا وهاب يا عاطي يا غني يا مغني، يا قدير يا مقتدر يا الله، يا نور يا نور يا نور يا الله، يا ودود يا رؤوف يا حليم يا عفو يا بر يا رحيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا العرش يا صاحب العرش العظيم. افتح علينا يا فتاح، افتح علينا يا فتاح، افتح علينا يا فتاح. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سهيل is switching here. Just move it tiny bit toward left. Very tiny. Only one switch in the right hand side. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Today we have many requests. Each request is different. One of the things Islam teach us, intention. Intention is very important. If we just stuck with this topic and try to learn it, will be benefit in this life and the hereafter. Before I engage in any topic, ask myself, why? Why I ask this question? What I'm learning from it? What it can benefit me? For example, I have a young man. What's your name? Nabil. Nabil, he asked me, he want to know about the history of Islam. I ask him, which part? Because I cannot give you a history of Islam in 1 hour and a half, 2 hour. Cannot be. Even if we want to take a slice of 1 year, we can go for many hours. But this way the question will be, why you want the history of Islam? We can learn from it. MashaAllah. Which area you think it can benefit you? What's that? All years of life. MashaAllah. Let me share something with you, my brother Nabil. Your question is good and very interesting and very important. Let me share with you with whatever Allah allow me to say. And this is what I did with some people in last 6 months. When I sit down and watch, I ask myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teach us. He is the creator. He is the doer. He is the owner of knowledge. And He sent the book. This book containing all the knowledge. The knowledge of us, the knowledge of people before us, and the knowledge of all what will happen until the Day of Judgment. And I said to the people around me, what do you think? Which knowledge should be number one priority in my life today? And let me tell you, by the will of Allah, what I came to know. Me, my personal, humble, inshallah, I hope so, opinion. Number one, I have to know my Creator. First thing, I have to know Him. I have to get closer to him. I have to build the belief in him. By this way, the more I believe in you, or whoever you are, the more I will listen to you and ready to obey you. But imagine, I am worshiping someone I do not know. Think. This is why, if you look in the Quran of Mecca, the Quran revealed in Mecca, meaning the beginning of Da'wah, the beginning of revelation, is all question and answer. Allah questioning human being and he gives him the answer. About what? About us and about the Almighty Allah. Why? To generate the foundation of the belief. Who you are and who he is. What is your obligation? What his right over you? What he want from you and what you need from him? Once you establish this connection and relationship, this is the foundation of our belief. Now, what's the following one? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, he will give you all the history and the story of what happened in the past. And he give you example of all the nation or some of the nation and some of the prophet and messenger. What Allah did? He give you a snapshot of what happened from the day he created the earth until you are now, right now. And he tell you, each one of these people and each one of this nation, they did something. And Allah sent the messenger to do something with them. And when they disobey, Allah take care about them in a certain way. Why? Why Allah send messenger and prophet? And he give us the history of all nations before us, or some of them. To learn, to gain wisdom. By this way, today I'm sad today. When I see young generation, go to the history of Islam written by a writer, by people, and they do not even know the history of Quran by Allah, which is the basic, the fundamental belief. How you build a building, it has no pillar, or the pillar belongs to somebody else. Imagine. And this is why we go out of whack. By this way, I will share with you. Number one, you want to know who is Allah, and how you connect your heart to Allah, and who you are as a slave. If you gain this knowledge, number two, learn Quran in Makki. Quran has been revealed in Mecca, which is actually 2/3 of the Quran is Makki. 2/3. No rules. Only aqidah, only iman, only faith, the pillar of faith. Now, after that, you go to the history and the stories of prophet and messenger. You see? By Allah and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once you gain this knowledge, because who's really the one who's all alim? Who's alim? Allah. How I gain knowledge for somebody instead of Allah? Number one, I gain the knowledge of Allah. Who's Hakim? Allah. How I gain wisdom before I gain it from Allah, number one. Who's Nur? Light. Who? Allah. How I gain the light of knowledge? Unless I go to Allah. رحم الله الإمام الشافعي. Say Ameen. What he said? He said, knowledge is not how much you memorize and how much you talk about it. Knowledge is the light Allah put it in your heart of whom he wanted. You see, machine containing knowledge, internet containing knowledge, books and library containing knowledge, but where is the light of Allah inside the knowledge? Where is the tawfiq? Where's the opening from Allah? Where's the wisdom from Allah? Why? We're missing the right sequence of gaining knowledge. we're missing the priority of how to gain knowledge. And most of all, we're missing the intention why we want to gain knowledge. Imagine. And we forget this knowledge has to be purely to Allah. Purely to Allah. Imam Shafi'i, his mother was very poor. She's been almost 18 years working very hard for her son to be educated. One of the companions, I forget his name now, he gave his wife a treasure, money, big amount of money. And he said, hide it until I come back. And he went in the path of Allah. Do you know how much he went? He went 25 years. And before he left, she was pregnant. He came back, and he was a big man. He knocked on the door. A man get up and opened the door. He got very angry. A man opened the door of my house? What are you doing here? He said, my house. He said, no, it is my house. He said, no, it is my house. He said, come out. And he started fighting with him. People get together. And he said, let's go to the Sultan. Let's go to the judge. They're ready to go. Imam Malik in a way, and some scholar. And they give this man a greed, and they give another man a greed. He said, you do not introduce yourself to each other? He said, no. He said, this so and so, and this your son. He said, my son? They hug each other and they cry. The father go to follow the sunnah, and he make 2 rak'ah to Allah in a masjid. And after he make 2 rak'ah, he sit down, do the dhikr. He find a big, huge gathering. And he ask, what is gathering in that? They said, so and so, he's our scholar. And he find out his son coming. And he is a scholar of all these people, sitting and teach them. He cried, and he went to his wife, and he asked her, I want my money. She said, before I get you your money, do you see your son? He said, yes. She said, what do you think? He said, MashaAllah, may Allah reward you. Jazakallah kulli khair, and may Allah put barakah in what you've done to my son. She said, if I tell you, you choose your son the way he is or your money? She said, I choose my money. She said, all the money you give me, I spend it in your kid for education. And this what make him at this level. He said, may Allah give barakah of your decision, and may Allah reward you of what you done. You see their intention? You see what they going for? Now tell me, why we want gain knowledge? What knowledge can benefit to us today in this life and hereafter? Do we really set the intention for that? Which era and which time in Islamic history can benefit to us? You will never know unless you have the fundamental belief. Unless you have the real knowledge. Where you get the real knowledge from? Huh? Allah number one. Allah number one. And after that, you get the wisdom and the knowledge of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after that, you get the knowledge of the companion radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And after that, you get the knowledge of the follower of the companion. After that, you get the knowledge of the follower of the follower of the companion. And after that, you get the knowledge of all the pious and famous Muslim people who distributed to Islam. And after that, you will have a basic knowledge. You can distinguish what is going on around you. Today I feel sick when I see our younger and even our adult reading for men, me like you living among us, and they never done anything for Islam, and they write their own opinion and their own view, and I do not have even any background about what they're talking about. And all of a sudden, either my mind going left or going right or going north, and I lost. This is the core. Stuck with the core and never get away, because we are in a very dangerous time. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before he died, he advised us, I left among you two things. If you hold tight with them, you will never go astray. The book of Allah, Quran, and the sunnah of me, sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, all of us talk about it, but we do not even know it. Do you know what Allah talked about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said about him? He gave us the light and the wisdom. Light is the Quran, and the wisdom is the word of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, if I do not know the word of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he advised me to do, how I can gain wisdom? How? From whom I gain wisdom? Do you know how many hadith start, أوصيكم, I give you a will, I advise you, is a call from the Prophet to all of us. How many hadith you know about that? How many of them you know it and you live with them? Imagine if I do not know them. How I can have any wisdom? Do you know how many verses in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, listen carefully, I will give you advice. If I'm still alive, I'm collecting this verse and I call it the jewel of the Quran, which the majority of the advice of Allah in Quran. Imagine, here we are, we believe in Allah and we never really study the advice of Allah in Quran. Tell me. Allah tell you, I'm the all wise and I do not hear his wisdom. I'm all alim and I do not know what he tell me. You think you can gain in any time knowledge? No way. You think you can gain wisdom? No way. You might have a degree, doctor degree, two doctor degree, but you're so stupid and you do not know nothing. Because if you do not know who is your creator and his advice to you, you do not know nothing. If you get all the knowledge of all everybody and you do not gain the knowledge of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the advice he give us, how we can talk about anything? How we can be saving ourselves or other? Because after you gain knowledge, if you do not have it in the right order, with the right intention, only purely to Allah, you will get diseases. The disease is arrogant. You think you are someone. Do you know whose disease is that? Shaitan. He's the professor of all professor. He's the scholar of all scholar. He's living older than any one of us. He bear witness to the creation from the beginning until Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all this knowledge, it never gaining benefit him? Think. By this way, today, if I'm really humble to Allah, I go to somebody who has knowledge and I respect him. I tell him, feed me. Give me the most knowledge I need it now. Not for tomorrow, now. And you build it day by day. This you call it fardu ayn. The most important knowledge. If I gain the history of Islam and I do not know how to make wudu, I do not know how to make istinja, I do not know how to call Allah, or if I do not believe in Allah, what will benefit me? By this way, knowledge is like a chain. If you take it in the right chain, will benefit you. If you take it anyway, you will never benefit. It will destroy you. Imagine I tell you, MashaAllah, you are a young man. You have a very nice body. Let me give you vitamin. Let me give you some cortisone and different hormone. And I give you some. Another brother give you some. Everybody give you some. Wonder what happened. Do you know the sequence of all this medication? No. Do you know the side effect of each one? No. Do you know which one should be taking first? No. All of them is good. It's all vitamin. But if you do not take them in the right order and the right sequence, you lost. What do you think? Imagine I tell you, MashaAllah, you look like you can carry weight. You can lift weight. Let me take you. Lift 400 pounds. It will fall down in your neck, break it. But it's good. But I did not start with 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20 pounds. Until you're ready to carry the 400, now I give it to you momentarily. What we gain of what I'm saying? Even knowledge has a sequence, has a pillar. Today, everybody gaining, want to gain knowledge. Do you know what the early people said? The ultimate knowledge is the one that make you fear Allah and love Allah and go toward Akhirah. This is the ultimate knowledge. The one that lead you to work for Allah. The one that make you humble to all mankind and most of all humble between you and Allah. To make you sincere and honest. To enable you to do the things Allah love it most. This is the most important knowledge in our life. When are you going to die? I do not know. By this way, what is the most knowledge? We have something called Fardu Kifaya and Fardu Ayn. Fardu Kifaya meaning a knowledge is enough or sufficient enough for some people to have it. Like for example, is really learning the knowledge of inheritance or inheritor is really will benefit you? How many times some people will come in and ask you, this knowledge will benefit the ummah now? If everybody know how to divide the inheritor of somebody? You think this is important for everyone? If you die tonight, will be question about it? No. It's fardu kifaya. If one scholar in a whole area have it, is enough. Because every time somebody die, he go. You ask him and that's it. Knowledge of marriage and divorce. You need the whole knowledge? No. Because any scholar he has the knowledge is sufficient for you. What do you think? This is called fardu kifaya. The knowledge of all buying and selling. No. Get the knowledge of buying and selling according to your own business. This what is important for you. But the most important knowledge, how to purify your heart to Allah. How to believe in Allah. How to rely on Allah. How to have faith in Allah. How to believe in Allah. How you know who's Allah. And who you are. What He wants from you. How to purify yourself. Physically and spiritually. How to make wudu. How to make istinja. How to purify your heart from stingy. How to purify your heart from arrogance. How to purify your heart from jealousy and envy. How to purify your heart from loving dunya. How to purify your heart from loving material. And how to gain the knowledge of loving Allah. How to gain knowledge of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion and his family. This number one. How to gain knowledge to make me able to do good deed and I gain my day. This is fardu ayn, very important. By this way, about the history of Islam, I talk about it before in many tapes, the life of the prophets and messenger. Learn it. His books are available, and I have tapes available. If you want, call me, inshallah, I will try to make a copy for you and give it to you. About the history of the ummah, you cannot comprehend it all, or even a small amount. Learn first number one important pillar. Because actually today, none of us is ready to be an educator, or educating himself. Why? Because we have no time for Allah. We have a very small amount of time. Imagine this small amount of time, I want to gain all this knowledge. How? How it works? It will never work. I need to be honest to myself. Or you can phrase the question different. You can ask, excuse me, can you tell me which area in Islamic history we can gain from it and it give us wisdom of what we have right now? What do you think about this question? How what? The government. You see what happened is this one of the calamities a Muslim going through now. The young people running after the government. And we have no Islam at all. 95% of the Muslim is not making salah. And we're running after the government. Is any government beat you up until you have to have a dish? Tell me. Is any government beat you up until you have to have a satellite? You have to have an internet? Is any government beat you up until you have to have a cable TV? An Atari and Nintendo? No. If you study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah of Allah, you will find out any era Islam is coming up, it has to be a fitna. It has to be a trial. A trial from the top, trial from the bottom, trial from all over the environment. Why? To check you out. To check your honesty and sincerity. Who paying for the cable TV? Tell me, is the government paying for it or me paying for it? Why you? Every Muslim today busy with the government and nobody busy with himself. Do you know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? He said, كَمَا تَكُونُوا يُوَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. The way you are, Allah will send a ruler exactly like you. Kill all the ruler today. Kill all messenger, king. Kill all the president. Wonder who will come after them? Chooses worse than them. Because it's a society. Where you get the good quality people? We become only talk. Who's the government? Is my uncle and your uncle and my aunt? Is all of us. You want to kill everybody? No, it's not Islam. Islam tell you, when corruption is bred, go to the fundamental. You will find it corrupted. You know what's the fundamental? The heart. You see, we talk about jihad, we talk about government, we talk about ruling, we talk about sharia, we talk about this, and we cannot even make istinja. Imagine. And once we are a group, a small tiny group, even in college, try to make something, we start fighting with each other. Everybody try to be a mashallah, the mufti of the 20th century. Everybody become Imam Bukhari. And none of them has even basic knowledge. None of them know ABC in Islam. But everybody acting like a mufti. Is more disease more than that? Tell me, is more disease more than that? I never see one of these young people really tell you, come on, my elder, come on, teach us and tell us what to do. Or advise us. Which is Islam tell you? Islam tell you, if you do not know, go to the people of knowledge and ask them. In Quran, I go to masajid, you find a scholar coming, big scholar, sitting, and everybody debating and disputing this scholar. If you're debating him, what are you doing? Look at the disease of us. If you cannot listen to him, and you have no knowledge, how you can gain knowledge? We cannot do that in a chemist class, or a math class, or sociology class, or psychology, psychology class. We sit down like a shoes, and we listen. And we know everything is wrong, and we, mashallah, is good. It's good. And we take poison. And when we have a scholar in Islam, we start debating everything. Who are you debating? Do you have knowledge equivalent to his knowledge? Do you have experience in Islam equivalent to his experience? Why are you debating him? And if you do not like him, why you listen to him in the first place? Leave him. Go to somebody you listen to. I never see it. people go like, you know, like what do you call it, like yellow jack, whatever, keep, you know, one bite everybody. I never see somebody said, excuse me, let me go and learn from this man or learn from this scholar, this manner. I was reading about one of the companion and the follower of the companion, his name is Ata ibn Rabah. Ata ibn Rabah was a very dark black slave man, but in his own time as a tabi'i, follower of the companion, he became the highest scholar in Mecca, to the point when people go to Hajj, they said nobody give fatwa except Ata. And listen to what happened in his history. Imagine this man, nobody in a whole Mecca has knowledge like him. Okay? Some people came, sit down. Two people start giving hadith. One saying the hadith, the another one saying the hadith, and both of them making mistake in the hadith, and he keep quiet. He didn't say nothing. And in the end, you know what he told them? He left everybody argue, everybody talk. He said, is this a manner of gaining knowledge? And he is the one. We do not even have the basic manner how to gain knowledge or how to take knowledge from other and how to talk to them. He did not say, excuse me, I'm the most knowledgeable, shut up. He didn't say that. He kept quiet. Why? Knowledge has respect. If the person is sitting as an audience, do not respect the man, Allah give him the knowledge. You think the man who has the knowledge would disgrace himself to the level of the ignorant one? No. He will keep quiet. And this actually is a time today. Because the majority of people do not want knowledge. They want to argue. And they want to argue with emptiness. Because ignorant and arrogant is a disease, make you blind. Is this can share with you something, inshallah? Is this can open your heart and mind to something, inshallah? What do you think? Yes, inshallah? After that, you gain the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam history. Very important to know it. But know it the way it is. Do not take it from the mouths of people with all their own ideology. You have plenty of that today. You will go again out of whack. Take the seerah the way it is. And let Allah open your heart, understand it. If you do not, have always somebody you respect. And be connected to him. And be humble to him until you reach the level when he tell you are free now. You can talk. In almost 14 years, I find one or two people can do that. And the majority of people, once they gain a little bit of knowledge, everybody run. Very important. Now, is anybody can tell me, what is the most priority knowledge we need tonight? If you are a believer, you believe you're going to die tonight. If you're going to die tonight, what do you want before you die? Anybody know? To gain more knowledge about Allah. What else?
How He can forgive us.
What's that?
How He can forgive us.
How He can forgive us.
What we have to do.
MashaAllah, what we have to do. What else? What's that?
To have your dad pleased of you.
To have?
Your dad
pleased with you. What else? You know what happened today? We have a beautiful say, when a time coming for action, we do not do. You see, if I'm going to die tonight, and I'm really a believer, do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach me? It's a sequence of action I need to do to make tawbah quick of any sins or any action I have to do or I was doing. What is tawbah? To stop any action, it is a sin Allah dislike. What else? To ask Allah for istighfar, to forgive me. What else? To do action, this action Allah love, to make me, inshallah, gain the mercy of Allah. Right? What else? To try to do the action, it pleases to Allah, and it gains the pleasure of Allah. Now you see how many? How's he go? You see the sequence now? Anybody can repeat it? Number one, we make tawbah to Allah. Number two, we make istighfar. Number three, we try to do good deed to gain the mercy of Allah. Number four, to try to do extra good deed to gain the pleasure of Allah. Now you see, but why you will do none of the above unless you really believe you will die tonight? It hurt me when I see Muslim, Allah trial them. We have two occasions all the time. Don't forget, please do not feel I'm picking in any one of you, no. Because it's just example came in my heart now because it's a reality. In any given time, Allah will make you stay in a position where you have two choice or three choice. Do you know why? For Allah to check your sincerity. What is a priority? Where am I supposed to go tonight? Which environment can be benefit to me? Which environment can Allah be pleased with me tonight? Imagine if I believe in Allah, where I will be, how I gain my time, is where I'm going, it will make me gain iman or lose my iman. It make me remember Allah or forget Allah. It make me in a state of sins or in a state of obedience. It will be witness to me or witness against me. Do you know, my brother, all what I'm talking about, you know what it needs? Honesty, sincerity. Because without honesty and sincerity, where we can go? Because after we talk, Allah will test us. And we go again exactly the same it was. And like we never heard anything. What this meaning? Anybody can tell me? Why we here and we go back exactly to where we are like we never heard anything? Why? Anybody tell me? Why? Why the word of Allah and the word of Rasulullah is not doing anything to us?
We are not sincere.
Why?
Because we are ignorant.
Why you are ignorant and not sincere?
Because we don't have knowledge.
Why you do not have knowledge?
Because we're not trying.
Why you're not trying? MashaAllah, because you do not love Allah. Why you do not love Allah? Why you do not love Allah?
Because our heart is not straight.
Why your heart is not straight?
Dunya. We,
we are in dunya. Why you are in dunya?
So much corruption. Dunya.
Why you do not immigrate from dunya to Allah? Who's holding you? Why you obey shaitan?
Because it's look beautiful, everything.
Everything look beautiful, meaning you like to follow your desire.
Yeah.
Yeah? And why you do not love Allah? Because you love somebody else. You love your wife, your daughter, this and that, the money, whatever it is. Any love or desire coming mix with Allah, it will never mix. Take it now straight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come in any one of our heart unless the heart purely to Allah. Now, how you do that? You will never do it alone. Very difficult. You have to have an environment. If you do not have the environment, what you will do? Running from the bad environment. If you have honesty and sincerity, you will be even crying to Allah, ask Him to put you in the right place. Or, if you're a little bit strong, you will immigrate to the right environment. And if you cannot, you generate your own environment. Nobody's holding us. Who's holding us? Does anybody know? Who's holding us? Can we blame Shaitan? Can we blame Shaitan? Tell me. Can we blame Shaitan? No. We blame ourselves. But do you believe you're sick? Yes or no? No, you do not. Because if you believe you are sick, what are you going to do? You will go to the doctor. You will have a red flag. I'm sick. I'm in dangerous. Imagine somebody send you a letter, tell you, tomorrow you're going to hellfire. And you said, okay, let me go watch TV. Imagine. What more sickness than that? But if somebody tell you, you might have a cancer, wonder what happened. You keep crying. You know? And you won't have a doctor, another doctor, second opinion, CAT scan, MRI, all kind of tests. And you worry day and night, and you're asking all kind of opinion, and you... And cancer is not a big disease. Because cancer can give you a lot of pain, but it will be ended with death. And death after death, and during death, is no physical pain. Physical pain is gone. Now is the beginning of the pain of what you have in your heart. And this pain can go until infinity. By this way, if I heard somebody said, you have cancer, I will be scared. But you're going to hellfire, I'm not scared. Allah might not be pleased with me and I'm not scared. Allah might be angry at me, astaghfirullah, and I'm scared, I'm not scared. I'm too far away from Allah and I'm not scared. I do not have the right love for Allah and I'm not scared. Imagine what kind of disease that. Now let's talk about another major disease. Imagine you know you are sick. You know you are in dangerous and desperate situation. And you refuse to go to the doctor. You refuse to take the medication. You refuse to go to the hospital. You refuse to go to the emergency room. You refuse to buy anything. You refuse to do anything until you die. Who you are? Lunatic. You have no value of yourself. You have no mercy of yourself. What more blind is than that? Do you know who is that? Anybody can tell me who is that? Who has this disease? Tell me. Who have it? Brother Shawkat, who have it? All of us. All of us have it. Because all of us agree about what we're saying. And all of us were running to the wrong direction. Imagine. Where is my effort? Where is my effort? Tell me, where is my effort? You see? Which way I'm going? This is a very good question. And at this moment, the reality of us will show up. What's the difference between us and the companion? the companion heard the word of Allah and they went toward Allah. And we heard the word of Allah and we go back to our disease. This is really heavy sickness. And this what we have right now. If you ask me what to do, you have to generate the maximum amount of environment. Imagine if you feel really sick, what you going to do? You're going to go to the hospital once a week, 1 hour a week, or the hospital will tell you, you have to be sitting here. And now, how much effort we do? How much effort we do? We know we are sick. How much effort we do? How much blocking of our bad behavior or our bad habit we do? And even if I cannot do it, how many times I call the doctor? How many times I ask for advice? How many times I'm willing to go to the hospital? We have vacation. We have time. How come we're not watching enough? How much we do not read enough? How much we cannot willing to have enough? Or make this meeting every single day before it go? Because if I value the environment, I will make every effort I have. I sacrifice everything in my life just to be in an environment where I can gain something. This if I'm honest, if I'm sincere, if I value the word of Allah. By this way, unless we try to gain the environment or generate the environment by being in a state of obedience. If I cannot do it and I'm so weak, I ask somebody to help me. Or I immigrate to the environment where it has people already established this environment. This is reality. This is reality. Tell me where we go from here. If you ask me my advice, I will tell you do a lot of dhikr, a lot of remember of Allah, a lot of dua, a lot of crying, a lot of sacrificing. You see, this is the area where all of us get tight. Why you are tight? Because you do not want to spend. Even the time, the most precious things you have, you do not want to spend it. You want to spend it for a stupid thing, but you do not want to spend it for Allah. What disease more than that? Sometime lately I'm sitting, I do not know what I talk about it. Because if the heart is not open and willing to receive from Allah, I can keep talking and it will not benefit nobody. Unless the person is willing and really want to try. And even sitting and listening and say, oh Allah, open for this man. Let him say something, Ya Allah, can benefit me. What do you think? What we need now? Anybody can tell me what we need? Anybody can tell me what we need? What we need? What we need?
What we need is clean heart.
How? You see, do you know right now what we're doing? We're going in a circle. We're not able to come out. and we're not able to go in, but we're going too fast. If you go down too fast, what you do? What you do? Basic driving now. You're going downhill so fast, what you do? You slow down. You hit the brake. How we do this our life? Slow down in what you're doing. Sit alone. Don't be engaged to TV or nonsense. Do dhikr. Connect your heart to Allah. Ask Allah to save you. If you are honest. You see? Is anyone can do it for you? No. Why we not doing it enough? I say this in Jum'ah. Because we have no value of what Allah promised us. We have no value of Jannah. And we're not fearing enough for hellfire. Do you know if you read about Jannah, you will be crying. If you read about hellfire, you will be crying. Yes, Allah is so merciful, so ghafoor, so rahim. But He do not want us to be ignorant like that. And just running from Him. And after that we said, Allah ghafoor rahim. Ya Allah. You know, lately I am really confused. What I do? What I do? Our heart is so blocked. One scholar of the Tabi'in, he used to say something so beautiful. He said, Oh Allah, protect me from your veil, Ya Allah. Protect me from your hujub, Ya Allah. Light my heart, Ya Allah. Do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran over and over again? He said the difference between a believer and not a believer. Darkness and light. The believer has light and the disbeliever has darkness. If you walk in the darkness, can you walk without hurting yourself? Can you walk and reach anywhere? Can you know where you're going? This is a hypocrite and a liar and a disbeliever. But what about the believer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him light. What is light? Once you have it in your heart, it will give you vision. It will give you vision to distinguish between right and wrong. What please Allah, what displease Allah. You will see. You will see things in the right picture. Today, you know what happened to us? We see things in the wrong picture. Do you know the companion used to say? We believe of what Allah say, and we do not believe of what our eyes see. You heard that? We believe of what Allah says. With what the Prophet ﷺ said, we believe without no doubt. And what our eyes say, we disbelieve. Because our eyes is a liar. And what Allah said is the truth. Why? Because dunya is a lie. Dunya is an illusion. Is a lahu. Is a laib. Is a play. Is going away. But why we attach to it so much? Because you make an effort and you accumulate. You won't let it go. Let it go. It's bent. You see, this when the time comes to that, we do not want to do it. Take off. Sit down. Sit down alone some place. Make an effort. Imagine today a mother, The husband and the children coming, and she gives him some bread. Where's the food? Forgive me, I'm doing dhikr today. I have no time to cook. How many women do that? How many women do that? How many fathers said, today I have to sit down, do dhikr, cry to Allah of my situation. Maybe I die tonight. How many of us do that? How many of us said, what about doing some good deed? What about go visiting a sick? What about visiting an orphan? What about go visiting the grave? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us here and see people sick and dying? Why? To remind us of the reality. I am next. You like it or you don't, I'm next. You're next. Young or old. Why Allah, He have it multiple? No rules in sickness and dying. It has nothing to do with young or old, healthy or not healthy. The reality is what is written is written. For a wisdom to the sick and a wisdom to the audience, the people who are watching the sick and watching the dead. It's a message. A pure living message. And imagine we see by our eyes the living message. We hear it from Quran. And what we do? We turn the cheek other side and we like we never heard anything. If I'm honest again, I will go quick to a doctor and consult him. What do you want me to do? And whatever he said, I do. But today we're doing that. We go back and follow our desire. Tell me, what knowledge can benefit us now in this state? I tell you, the most knowledge can benefit you now is action. Not talking and listening. Action. If you will not start do action, no talk will benefit you. I'm telling you. But the opposite. Talk will harm you. Because all this talk either bringing light from Allah or bringing veil from Allah according to what we planning to do. If I plan to correct and really cry to Allah, Allah will take veil after veil out. If I do dhikr, Allah will open. If I sacrifice money and time, Allah will open more. But if I listen and I go back to my old routine and nothing I do, no effort, no sacrifice, never, nothing. Do you know what Allah said in Quran? لا يغير الله ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Allah will not change the status of people unless they change the status of their own inside soul, nafs. What do you think? How we change nafs? Nafs, you cannot change nafs if you keep sitting in a dead and sick environment. Because nafs imitate. Nafs imitate. Yourself imitate. You have a sick environment and you have a good, healthy environment. Why you keep going to the sick environment and keep complaining? You know for a fact it's a sick environment. And you know for a fact where you go to the right environment. Why we lie? Why we lie? Why we cannot take any medication? And why when Allah give us the medication, we still we do not take it? We so weak. Extremely so weak. We need a support. What the support? Somebody to remind us and generate a momentum and generate the environment. Can it be once in a while? No, it will not be enough. By this way, you will be up, down, up, down, up, down. What's the outcoming? Zero. Because you're not taking enough. You need big doses. You need a lot of time to enable you, to give you a boost. But what are we doing? We do not even want a boost. You see, whatever the doctor tell you, you're not willing to do. You need a boost. What are you going to do? Now it's up to you. You need to sacrifice more. What are you going to do? You need to spend more time with Allah more. What are you going to do? This is now the calamity. This is a trial for all of us. Once you get the message, what are you going to do? Even dua only is not enough. Because dua without action, meaning I'm a liar. And it has to be dua plus action. Even a small action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open. The more I am acting, the more Allah will open for me. What do you think? Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? We need Allah light. We need Allah light. How we gain Allah light? Anybody know? How we gain Allah light? MashaAllah. You need a lot of dhikr. And you do not need the kind of dhikr like no. You keep doing dhikr even loud. Why you want loud now? To hear it, to shake yourself with it. Because we are in dead state. Your dhikr should be silent. But today we are so weak. If you do dhikr silent in 5 minutes, you would be sleeping. Or in 5 minutes, you would think about something else. You need this environment. You need more and more, over and over again, to boost your living heart. It's almost like stirring something. You have sugar in a cup, but never been stirred. Wonder what happened. If you try to drink, it will be sweet. No, you have to stir it. If you stir it, it will may mix. Now you test it. If you do not stir it, it's all the way down. It will not benefit you. Similar to us, we need a lot of stirring. And if we cannot stir our own iman, we find someone help us to stir it. And if we stir it and come down again, what we do? We have to stir it over and over again until it really mold. What do you think? Say, Ya Noor. Noor is the light. Say, Ya Allah. Give me light, Ya Allah. Light my heart, Ya Allah. Save me from your anger, Ya Allah. Save me from your torture, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, take our veil away from our heart. Oh Allah, open to our heart. Oh Allah, give us sincerity and honesty. We need that. We need a lot of honesty and sincerity. We need to be the company of those who remind us. We need to be in constant connection. We need to make a lot of effort. We need insight to kill our own desire. Tell me, What knowledge can benefit you now? Anybody tell me? What knowledge? What knowledge can stir our heart? Is the knowledge of Jannah? Is the knowledge of Hellfire? Is the knowledge of Kingdom of Allah? What is it? Is the knowledge about the companion?
Knowledge of love of Allah.
The what?
Knowledge of love of Allah will benefit
us. Knowledge of the love of Allah. Very simple. If you want to love Allah, remember the gift of Allah. Imagine how many people sick right now and you are still okay. Is this not remind you? You're still eating? You're still going to the bathroom? You still have eyes? You have mouth? Do you know if you think about your mouth only, you will get amazed. A tongue, Allah give it to you to enable you to stir your food inside. A saliva to enable you to mix it and swallow it in a nice way. A front teeth to cut. The side teeth to grind. What perfect system. What perfect system. And a jar to keep going in different direction. How many people have lost their teeth? How many people lose a taste? Do you know is a certain nerve in your tongue? If it's finished, if something damaged it, you cannot taste. Because you're testing actually by your tongue. What about smell? A smell coming from the brain, believe it or not. I have one brother, one time he wake up and he cannot smell, he cannot taste. Is this not a gift from Allah? How many food you eat, a lot of people cannot even touch, or even imagine. You ever think about your eyes and how it works? How many people have no eyes? Or have so poor vision, they cannot see. I met a man. He has some problem, I forget the name of it, in his eyes. Do you know what he does? He works so hard just to make one operation after operation. His family work all hard to donate money for him to see. And after all that, the doctor able to let him see by one eye. Do we really value the eye? What about the ears and hearing? How many people wish to hear? Do you know without hearing what happened? You have no communication. How you hear the water, the wind, the bird. How we hear each other and able to communicate easy. What happened if Allah takes this from you? Who will give it to you? Look at the people who have lungs problem and they cannot breathe. Or they have equipment, they have to walk with it. Is this not enough? What about the people who have heart problem? And they cannot walk, or they cannot sleep. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you calculate the gift of Allah, you will never calculate it. Never. What about your hair? What about your hair in your nose? Sometimes I see some of the disease with our younger all the time as you open their mouth. Do you know if you open your mouth, what will happen? Number one, shaitan will enter. Number two, shaitan will urinate in your mouth. Number three, your lungs will overwork because the air is going to your lungs is not filterized. Because Allah generated and created this beautiful nose. You have the hair acting like a filter. And you have certain very fine vein acting like a cooling system. It cools the air in the summer and it warms it in the winter. To let the air passing by in the right speed with the right temperature after being filterized. Look at the beauty of Allah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look at yourself. Look at yourself. When his scholar in the early days, he said something beautiful. He said, if you think about the moment you sleep, how many equipment has to work and adjusted itself? Do you know your body has million and million of sensors in the skin? It senses the room temperature, the humidity, everything else. And according to that, it sends signal to the brain. It tell him what kind of, how much the blood should go, in what speed, which sensor will be open and close to offset the temperature. But if it's too hot, you get to sweat. Why you sweat? To cool your body down. You see? A cooling mechanism by Allah. Because once the air hits the sweat, it will cool and make you comfort a little bit and save the skin of cracking from being dry. Imagine how much we can talk about all the gift Allah gave it to us. Now imagine you go to sleep and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all this equipment with switches and you have to adjust it. Now imagine you sleep and you're tired and you forget to adjust the heart. Now the heart to go too fast or go too slow, you die. Or the lungs. Or the liver. Or the kidney. How many people live miserable because they have a kidney failure? You ever think about that? How many people they cannot touch any food because they have a liver problem? How many people cannot touch food at all because they have ulcer? Very bad and keep bleeding. Imagine. How many people cannot do nothing because they have no hand? Or they are paralyzed? Or they have no feet? Do we really think about that? Do you know what scholar we said? He said, our problem with us as a human being, we are so ignorant and arrogant. We do not know the value of any of our limbs unless Allah take it out. At this time, you start think about what Allah give you. This why Allah said something very beautiful. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. If you thanking me, I will increase. And if you do kufr, my torture is severe. Kufr in here meaning deny. Imagine we take all this gift Allah give us for granted and we do not think about it. And we said, I have a problem. What problem do you have? Tell me what problem. Anybody can tell me what you have a problem? Every time I go to a family and they said we have a problem. Once I talk, they tell me we have no problem. Because in reality, we have no problem. We are causing the problem to ourselves without no problem. And after that, shaitan keep laughing. Ha 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 ha. I make you busy with a fake problem. And the real problem, if you die tonight and you're not prepared to meet Allah, this is a problem. Anything else is a trial, is examination. It come and go. Because nothing in this earth we own. We do not own nothing. The only thing Allah allow us to have really is time. And this time He will question us about how we spend it. And for whom we spend it. This is why I said from the beginning, if you think about intention, this will benefit you a lot. Just train yourself to ask yourself, what I'm doing? For whom I'm doing it? If you train yourself just to gain that, you will be very, very happy in this life and hereafter. And 95% or 99% of your action will not be done. Because you will find none of that for Allah. The gift of air. How many people cannot breathe? They have emphysema, asthma. When they have humidity, they cannot do. They have to go to the hospital. They have to be hooked up to equipment just to breathe. Do you know, I find most of the people who have asthma, they have arrogant. And Allah killed their arrogant with asthma. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom with everyone how to cure him. Do you know, if you do not get an asking Allah to cure you in a nice way, He will cure you in a different way. How He will cure you? He will give you a calamity after calamity until you really cry to Allah. Is this enough gift to remind us of Allah and the bounty of Allah? How many people live in the desert? No air condition, no heater, no food. The tent is all holes. No water. Today, I believe in America, one of the highest calamity Allah give us in America is life, luxury of life. Because luxury of life give you arrogant, make you ignorant, block your heart of seeing the sign of Allah. And after that, shaitan will running after you until you gain more. And before you know it, angel of death come and you finished. And no end. And even I look at us, I look to people who coming from very poor country, or they used to be very poor, and I look at them, how life in America changed them. Don't blame the government, don't blame the ruler, it is dunya. You're running after dunya, Allah tell you take it, let me see what you're going to do. And all of us, or the majority of us, fail so rapidly. I remember, I see people, once they coming from overseas, they cry. They go to the masjid every day. Once they get a job, come and pray. I have no time. What do you want me to do? I said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Weeks ago or days ago, you number one in Salah. And once Allah give you everything, you sell Allah for a small amount of dollar. Which one at this time will be more benefit to us if we die? Poverty or money? Tell me. Can you see? Do you know every time you have poverty or calamity, your iman is high? And every time Allah gives you ease, your iman is low. Why? Because we get happy and forget the owner of the gift. Some people said, your message is the same. Yes, but what do you want me to do? What I can say? Keep going to different verse and different hadith, different verse and different hadith, and what? Where we take it from there? Unless the heart is ready to receive. Unless we're winning and we're trying. This is why right now we are in a stage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us all the dunya we want. And when we lost the deen and when we lost the heart, we said, oh Allah, we want you. He said, okay, come to me. He said, oh Allah, but I want dunya too. It will never mix. It will never mix. Either you make an effort for dunya or you make an effort for akhirah. Either you accumulate for this life or you accumulate for the hereafter. Or you struggle for the hereafter or you struggle for this life. You cannot mix. You have only one body, one heart, one soul. My brother in Islam, all I can tell you is this. The message is do. Do. Do before it's too late. Because the more you hear and you do not do, you have a problem. If you cannot do, cry to Allah and tell Him, allow me to do. And if you do not know what to do, ask Allah and cry, oh Allah, tell me what to do. And if you do not do and not able to do none of the above, generate environment to help you to do. And immigrate from the environment make you sick. And run to the environment can benefit you. This is why you find a lot of verses in the Quran said, "A'malu," do. He did not say, say. He did not say, listen, do. By this way, all of us is a call to do. A call to do. Ask Allah, oh Allah, my heart is so sick. Take my veil out, Ya Allah. Save me from your anger, Ya Allah. Save me from your torture, Ya Allah. Save me from myself, Ya Allah. Save me from my shaitan, Ya Allah. Save me from my dunya, Ya Allah. Make me free for you, Ya Allah. But say it truthfully. Because if you say it truthfully, Allah will test you. Now you have to do. Again, what do you want me to do? Is do. I can do for myself, inshallah. You have to do for yourself. Everyone has to do. Is a topic you cannot do it for other. Everyone is hanging according to his action or toward his action. I cannot do for you and you cannot do for me. I cannot make wudu for you. I cannot make salah for you. I cannot fast for you. I cannot do hajj for you unless you're really sick. And you cannot move. And even Allah will ask you why you wait until you get sick. Unless you have excuse. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, don't think you are young. No. Because young and old has no anything in front of Allah. It is the heart. It is the heart. It is the sincerity. It is the honesty. It is the integrity between me and Allah, what I want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me. Because I'm with you in the same boat. The boat is sinking. The boat is sinking so fast. And everybody's drowning and we laughing. Imagine, and we laughing and dancing. The whole ummah is drowning. The family is drowning. And we're not even screaming for help. And when we scream for help and somebody comes to help us, we ignore it. And we want to drink water and go sink, but we do not want to be saved. Imagine. Imagine somebody telling you, you lost your money. And you do not have been sad. You lost all what you have and you not be sad. But believe it or not, today if I tell you, you're losing your hereafter, you're losing akhirah, you're losing jannah, you're losing yourself and your family in the day of judgment. And you said it's fine. يا الله. My dear brother in Islam, all this talk is no benefit to me or to you unless we ask Allah for help. We ask Allah to save us. We ask Allah to be sincere to Allah. We ask Allah to be truthful to Allah. We ask Allah for sidq and ikhlas. We ask Allah for light. We ask Allah for wisdom. We ask Allah to take the veil from our heart. To ask Allah to take the hypocrisy from our heart and switch it with iman, insha'Allah, and yaqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to do, to allow us to sacrifice, to allow us to spend, to allow us to struggle, to allow us to do more, to allow us to remember the duty and responsibility in the front of Allah, to remember Islam, to think about Islam, not only my family, what about the family of others? Because today also we have another sickness, selfish. I know I'm repeating myself, but what do you want me to do? Are we ready to receive knowledge? Are we ready to be a student of knowledge and take step by step knowledge? Or we have to clean? We not even finish the first stage, cleaning up. Imagine we want pour perfume in a barrel full of garbage, full of leftover of animal. How it work? Or we have to unload that, clean it up so well, wash it so well, wait until it dry, and after that pour the perfume in a pure container. What do you think? It makes sense or no? Similar, Allah and Iman and love of Allah do not come and mix with garbage. No way. No way. Allah will not put His name and His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart of someone unless the heart is pure to Allah. By this way, today I ask, oh Allah, purify our heart, Ya Allah. Purify our heart, Ya Allah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran, take from sim sadaqah, take charity, to purify their heart and bucket. Why? Why zakah? Zakah is purifying of the soul, purifying of the stingy. What happens if you do not have money? Have time, make dua for other. I do not want to repeat myself over and over again. I wish I can talk about many topic. But where is the audience? Where is the heart? Where is the people who is hungry for knowledge to get closer to Allah? Where is the people who will take the knowledge and implement it? Not only listen and forget about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا نور يا الله يا نور يا الله يا نور يا الله يا هادي يا الله يا تواب يا الله يا رؤوف يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا بر يا رحيم يا الله يا رحمن السماوات والأرض ورحيمهما يا جبار يا الله أجبر قلوبنا بنورك يا الله اكرمنا بكرمك يا الله اعزنا بعزك يا الله ارحمنا برحمتك يا الله اغفر لنا يا غفور ارحمنا يا رحيم اعف عنا يا عفو اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم اجعلنا عبيدك اللهم اجعلنا عبيدك واجعلنا طائعين لك يا رب العالمين على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وباعد بيننا وبين الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين، واجعلنا من الهادين المهتدين، ولا تجعلنا من الضالين أو المضلين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى، وتحبيب عبادك فيك، وتحبيب عبادك فيك، والعمل لكل ما تحبه وترضاه يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا حول ولا قوة إلا لنا إلا بك. اللهم لا حول ولا قوة لنا إلا بك. اللهم لا حول ولا قوة إلا لنا إلا بك يا رب العالمين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم ارزقنا الحمد، اللهم ارزقنا الشكر، اللهم ارزقنا الرضا، اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ارزقنا الحلال، اللهم ارزقنا الحلال، واللهم ارزقنا رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. واللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك المصطفى حيها وميتها، وكل من سألنا الدعاء، ولكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.